Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Next application is case number 11269, the application of Tom Viscount. Site is 250 feet southwest of Route 1, being southeast of Ann Avenue, being Lot 11, Block A within Ann Acres Development, being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 334, map 2013, parcel 30, and requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. In this application, they're requesting a 2.8-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback. I received no letters or correspondence on this application.
All right. Thank you. All right, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Tom Viscount, 6 Revelstone Drive, Newark, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My wife and I recently purchased a small little cottage in Rehoboth, located on Ann Avenue, as a second home, a summer home that we plan on using. The house is about 1,325 square feet, so it's a pretty small little house. It has one small, very small, full-size bathroom, and the laundry room is, believe it or not, the house does have a small basement. It's located in the basement. It's relatively wet. So we would like an approval on the variance to add a full-size bath and to move the laundry room from the basement up to the first floor behind the house. I have a couple of pictures if they would be helpful.
Yes, sir. If you would, please.
Thank you.
Back where the steps are at?
Yes, directly off the back of the stairs. Okay. Yep. It would be about 8 feet in depth and about 16 feet wide.
It's not going to encroach any further than the house already does?
Correct.
And I believe I read here that the house is non-conforming.
Yes, that's correct. It was built in 1959.
Old as I am.
According to the survey, there was previous variances granted. According to the survey, there were previous variances granted on case number 10850 for the setbacks as they exist.
Okay.
On both sides and the front.
Left side.
I see that.
Thank you. Okay, are there any further questions? Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Rickard?
No.
And again, Mr. Workman, do you have any further?
No.
And Mr. Calloway, I have no further
I've
questions.
I've got a couple, Mr. Calloway.
Mr. Sharp?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I directed Mr. Sharp. Go ahead, Mr. Rickard. I'll yield the floor to you.
I'd like, before we consider that, I'd like the gentleman to address the standards for granting a variance. Are you familiar with that?
To gain the approval for the variance?
Yes. They gave you a piece of paper when you had to. Okay.
Yes.
Would you address those?
I can, sure.
Thank you. Ahead.
Which one in particular?
All of them.
All five. All five of them, sir.
All five.
Yeah, the first one being, what is unique about the property?
I'm sorry. The uniqueness of the property is that it was just built in 1959. It's we have no plans on changing the facade of the house. We want to keep it conformed to the existing footprint of the house and make it look as though it was part of the original footprint. We have no intention of tearing it down, but using the house in an expanded fashion today.
Do you have a copy of those?
I do, yes.
Good. You can just go write down those and answer those.
Okay, the second was a possibility of, can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? No, it can't, not on the existing footprint of the house, it can't. It would require a 2.5-foot variance approval to be in line with the one that was approved by the previous owner on the existing porch. Effects on surrounding, will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? I don't believe it will at all. It will have the same style and shape of the existing house. The house next door to the left of our property had a small cottage. It was tore down, so it's a much more modern house. So I wouldn't say that it would look identical to that house, but to the other ranches and cottages in the development, it'll look very similar to those. Will it impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent properties? Not at all. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? Not that I'm aware of. I don't believe so. Will the variance represent at least modifications possible of regulations at issue? The request is designed to conform to the previously approved variance that's on the house, so I don't anticipate, or I don't plan on being any further out towards the property line than the existing, than the previous variance was approved. Will the variance represent least modifications possible of regulations? Yes, it will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Sharp.
Yeah, you mentioned there's a basement on site.
Yes.
And if I heard you correctly, you mentioned it was wet. Is that right?
From time to time, yes. So if we get a hard rain, it does get wet in the basement.
So that makes it difficult to use that space?
It does. You can get around it, but there's definitely water in the basement when we get a good raining.
Okay. I have nothing further.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sharp. So hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has demonstrated that meets the standards for granting a variance and that it is unique. Having been built before our ordinance was adopted. He has expressed the need to relocate what is already in a basement that does not, that gets wet and needs to be moved to a different location and this would be a way to provide that relief. I don't see where it was created by the applicant in this situation. Someone else obviously built that a long time ago. and he's trying to work with it, therefore being necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We heard him testify that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I think he's asking for a minimum to afford relief. I make a motion that we approve case number 11,269.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I would second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,269. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye. Also, I think it's the least modification possible for the regulation we have here.
Okay. Mr. Wortman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that had been stated by Mr. Mills. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,269 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.